In this week's reflection, I will attempt to analyze The Old Fools by Philip Larkin. Western society tends to view aging through stages. Stages in which our identity become intermingled with common tropes of aging, such as decline, loss of autonomy, and loss of physical ability. To begin, Larkin mocks the old for not choosing to resist aging. We can see this in the first stanza, when he says, "Do they somehow suppose it's more grown up when your mouth hangs open and drools, and you keep on pissing yourself and can't remember who called this morning? Or that if they only chose, they could have altered things back?" The key idea here is to choose. Choosing to resist obsolescence and aging is what society values, because to go out of fashion is bad. It is something our society rejects, and with it comes pity, scorn, and ridicule. The second point Larkin wants to convey in this poem is that Western society views aging and dying as inherently natural. This can be seen in stanza 2. "It's only oblivion, true, we had it before, but then it was going to end, and was all the time merging with a unique endeavor to bring to bloom the million-petaled flower of being here." And so here, Larkin addresses progress. Hasn't life and nature always been progressive? He questions. After all, before the existence of the universe, there was nothing. There was oblivion. And the progress of nature is what brought us here. Progress is what brought to bloom the million-petaled flower of humanity. And so we can't just ignore nature, because nature tells us when it's time to go through its progressive model. And it does this through its physical manifestations of ash hair, told hands, prune face dried into lines. And so the next idea that Larkin addresses is how Western society views aging as the inability to live and to create memories. Perhaps being old is having lighted rooms inside your head, and people in them acting, people you know yet can't quite name. Each looms like a deep loss restored, from known doors turning, setting down a lamp, smiling from a stare, extracting a known book from the shelves. This is where they live, not here and now, but where all happened once. So here Larkin conveys the idea of old and aging as being unable to live and being unable to create new memories because they live in the past where it happened once. Furthermore, aging is associated with the fragmentation of identity. This is seen in stanza 4, when Larkin describes the identity of the old as being rooms that grow farther, leaving incompetent cold, the constant wear and tear of taken breath. And so through aging, the identity of the old becomes fragmented, just like the rooms in our head, or in other words, our sense of self, grows farther apart, until the identity of the elderly become like the whole hideous inverted childhood, a stage in which can be seen at the end of what Western society considers the stages of life. At the end of the poem, Larkin surprises us by telling us that we shall find out. We shall find out for ourselves how aging is truly like. There is a reflexive quality in this last line, when he puts us in our place and tries to address our ignorance and narrow-minded ways of thinking about aging as merely a fixed set of patterns, and ask us to reconsider what aging might mean, because one day we too will experience old age. And so perhaps this poem is a critique on how we should expand our horizon to encompass thinking about age as possibility, rather than as characterized by decline and limitation.